Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shirim in Kiddush, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Morini Mirasi, B'Simcha Ben Echagitl, V'Kivei Yo Ben Ora, Mordechai Ben Bruria, and Ratzuriel Ben Shoshana. The shaila we'd like to discuss is where Reuven makes Kiddush and Shimon drinks, but Shimon already heard Kiddush. He just is drinking because he heard Borei Pri HaGafen, but he doesn't need to be Yotze with the actual Kiddush. Reuven wants to be Yotze with Shimon's drinking. Can he? Can Reuven be Yotze when Shimon drank if Shimon already was Yotze Kiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Reishayin Alef Sif Katan Samach Tes that it's sufficient that one of the people listening drinks, that's when the people listening, the Mesubim, heard the Bracha and he had Kavana for them to be Yotze and they had Kavana to be Yotze. But if somebody else drinks who didn't have Kavana to be Yotze with his bracha, and he made his own bracha, so then nobody's Yotze with his drinking. What was his drinking worth? Nothing. Because he made his own bracha, so he can't be Motzi then. It's only when somebody who was Yotze with the Mekadesh drinks, then everybody's Yotze with his Kiddush. However, the suffix is where Shimon, the drinker, already was Mekadesh. But he wants to be Yotze with the Borei Pri HaGafen of the person making Kiddush. Is it enough if he drinks? There's no bracha lebatala, because the Birchas HaMekadesh was effective to be Motzi, his friend, Yedei Chovas, Borei Pri HaGafen. There's no Gnai Lekos that Rashi talks about in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. It's a disgrace to the Kos if no one's drinking because someone's drinking. But the question is that the Birchas Hanenin, he's only Motzi his friend if he himself is Nene. And that you can be Motzi your friend in Birchas Borei Pri HaGafen in Kiddush is because since Kiddush Hayom is a Chova, and you can't have this Chova, you can't fulfill your obligation without Hana, and you can't have Hana without a Bracha. So it emerges that the mitzvah depends on the bracha of Hana, so he can be Motzi his friend in both the Hana and the mitzvah. That's how he's Motzi his friend in the Birchas Hananin, even though his friend doesn't drink, as Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amud Beis. So the question is, that works well if the Shomer wants to be Yotzei Dechovas Kiddush. So the Shomer needs the Birchas Hananin and the Tzorach Mitzvah. They both need both brachas, the Mekadesh and the Shomer who's drinking. So the Birchas Hananin is like a Birchas Chova, and he could be Motzi, even though the Mekadesh isn't drinking. When the Shomer was already Yotze Kiddush, and he doesn't want to be Yotze from the Mekadesh and Kiddush, just from the Birchas Hananin, so maybe in such a case he can't be Motzi him, because the Mevarich himself is in Nene, and the Shomer is in Yotze Kiddush. So Mevarich is in Nene, so we don't have any Hana there, and the Shomer is not Yotze Yedei Kiddush, so the Gabi the Shomer, the Bracha, Birchas Hananin, isn't subordinate to the Kiddush. It isn't its Pelas Ela Kiddush, and therefore it's an independent Bracha. Once you view the Birchas Hananin and the Borei Pri HaGafen as an independent Bracha, then maybe he can't be Yotze from somebody who himself is not being Nene. Normally, if I drink a glass of juice, I could be Motzi you if I'm Nana, then you go ahead and you're Nana, Gevaldik. But if I make a shahakol on juice, and I'm a Nana and only you're Nana, that doesn't work. So here also, so if it's the Mekadesh himself is drinking, so then everything is fine, because since the Birchas Hananin is subordinate to the Bracha of Kiddush, secondary to the Bracha of Kiddush, so since Reuven is Motzi Shimon in the Bracha of Kiddush, he can also be Motzi Shimon in the Birchas Hanan, and even though Reuven himself isn't Nana. But in our case, where Reuven isn't being Motzi Shimon in Birchas Kiddush, Shimon doesn't need the Brach of Kiddush. All he wants is the Birchas Hananin, then maybe Reuven can't be Motzi him if Reuven himself is not Nana. And then the whole Kiddush doesn't count for anybody. However, you can say the other way, that Rashi in Rosh Hashanah discusses the Gemara. The Gemara says there that the Gemara asks, what's the din in the Bari Pri HaGafen of Kiddush and the Hamotzi Lechem Anaretz of Achilas Matzah? Can somebody who's already be Yotzei be Motzi others? Do we say Af Bishi Yotzei Motzi? So Rashi says, when it comes to Al Achilas Matzah and Mekadish Yisrael and the Brach of Kiddush, so then it's Pashut, it's an obligation, you can be Motzi. But the Shaila is the Birchas HaMotzi and Birchas HaYayin. So these brachas are only coming because the Mevarech has to eat or drink something. You can't eat or drink anything without a bracha. And if he doesn't eat or drink, then somebody else has to. So since the Birchas HaNen is connected to Birchas HaMitzvah, maybe he can be Motzi others, even though he's already Yotzei. So since the Gabi the Makadish, the Birchas HaNen, and the Bray Prayer Gafen is like a Birchas Chova because it's attached to the Birchas Chova, because he can't be Yotzei Kiddush without it. So even though the Gabi the Shomeya, it's not a Birchas Chova, but we go after the Mashmiya. For the Mashmiya, it is a Birchas Chova. So there's a Shaila, do you go Basa the Shomeya or Basa the Mashmiya? If you go after the Mashmiya, so the Mashmiya needs the Birchas Chova, he needs the Kiddush, and Memele, he needs the Bray Prayer Gafen that goes together with the Kiddush. So when the Shomea drinks, the Mashmiya is Yotzei, because it's considered altogether a Birchas Chova, even the Bray Prayer Gafen. Even though the Shomea only needs the Birchas Hananin, but the Mashmiya needs the Birchas HaMitzvah to go with the Birchas Hananin. So therefore, when the person drinking drinks, even though he doesn't need the Birchas HaMitzvah, the Mekadesh could still be Yotzei, because he needs the Birchas HaMitzvah. And he also needs the Birchas HaNenen, not because of his own Hanah, but because that's the only way he could be able to the Birchas HaMitzvah. So it would be a good valid Kiddush if the Shomea would drink. Or you could say no, like we said before, that the Mashmiya doesn't need the Birchas HaNenen, only the Shomea wants the Birchas HaNenen, but the Shomea doesn't need the Birchas HaKiddush. Then all you really have for the Shomea is the Birchas HaNenen. Therefore, the Birchas HaKiddush is Nchal, doesn't count. And it's not a good Kiddush, because you go after the Shomea. Because for the Shomea, there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Birchas HaNenen isn't tough to the Birchas HaMitzvah. There's no Birchas HaMitzvah anymore for anybody. Because the drinker doesn't need the Birchas HaMitzvah. Or we say no, that since the Mashmiya needs the Birchas HaMitzvah, the Birchas HaNenen has to go along with the Birchas HaMitzvah in order for him to be Yotzei, so he could be Yotzei with that now if somebody who's already Yotzei. So Rashi says, "Dibur Maslaf Bishi Yotze Motzi," because Kol Yisrael Rebim Zebazeh. This Kol Yisrael Rebim Zebazeh would seem only to apply to mitzvahs. But here, where the guy was already Yotze, so how could it be that his drinking, Shimon's drinking, he's Arei for others? He's Arei for the Mekadesh, or he's Arei for other people listening. It's just a mere Birchas HaNenen for him. So by Birchas HaNenen, there's no Arvus. We don't say Af Pishi Yotze Motzi by Birchas HaNenen. If I already drank a glass of juice and I want to be Motzi you now, and the B'Shakol class says I can't do that. There's no Arvus when it comes to Birchas HaNenen. So if we're coming out to Arvus, how can the drinker be Motzi the Mekadesh and others with his drinking? There's no Arvus, because for him it's merely a Birchas HaNenen. Now, if the Mekadesh himself drinks, then it's cool, because then, even if he drinks only a little bit and somebody else's mashlim, the shear was already Yotzei, then it would seem to be fine, because a proper shear has been drunk, and it's not Genai Lakos, and the Mekadesh needed both brachas, because when he drank, that shows that he needs the Birchas HaNenen. So, and neither bracha was levatella. There are other people who need to hear the Mekadesh needs to say the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Birchas HaNenen for himself. And the Itaka was Nene. So that made it into a valid Kiddush, and then other people are listening, could be Yotzei. also, because he made a valid kiddush, and whoever drinks the rest drinks the rest. And in addition, he can be motzi, the person listening who just wants the birchas hananin. I know we had to share about this. Maybe it's a hefsek, but so there's no hefsek problem. He could be motzi because his bray prayer guffin, he needs it for himself because he himself is drinking. So now when the other person drinks, it's permitted. Just like when I make a shahakol and I drink a little bit, you can also drink. I can't make a shahakol and then just you drink. That doesn't work. But if I made a shahakol for myself, then you can also drink. So if the Mekadesh said Kiddush to be motzi, to be yotze in Kiddush, and then the person listening drinks, and he drinks himself, so it's a good Kiddush. He needed both. He needed the Berachas Hanan, he needed the Berachas HaMitzvah, and just to complete the shir, somebody else drank, that's fine. It was a good valid Kiddush. But our shaila is when he doesn't drink at all, when the Mekadesh doesn't drink at all. Maybe there it's not a good Kiddush, because then all the Shamaya needs is the Berachas Hananin. And he doesn't need the Berachas HaKiddush. And for him, the Berachas Hananin isn't tuffle to the Berachas of Kiddush. All he has is Berachas Hananin. And that doesn't work. Somebody can't make a Berachas Hananin for you. So the whole Kiddush is off. But if the person making the kiddush drank, then everything is fine. Because he needed the berachas hananin, he needed the berachas hamitzvah, and everything is fine. Let somebody else finish off the shir. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss. And B'Ritzas Hashem Darkeinu, hopefully we will continue our shirim and kiddush. And we should be zoche Mirtz Hashem to continue singing Niflos, Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.